This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Our guest today wants us to eat plants. Why? Because she's trying to curb our panic attacks, anxiety, and damaging behaviors. Okay, I hear you saying, what does what I eat have to do with how I think? Good question, one that deserves a well-thought-out and clinically proven answer. Peg Haast Arliss is a licensed holistic psychotherapist who has been helping people, as she puts it, turn their fears into determination and courage. She treats the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Each day, she works with individuals who are ready to eliminate panic and anxiety from their lives and, quote, live the life they were meant to live, end quote. Hey, I can go along with that. Peg Arliss, welcome to HeartWise.
Hi, Charles. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, you recently posted a quote on your Facebook page that caught my eye. Here's what it says. You build your state of health every day through your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. Your cells believe every word you say. Peg, unpack that for us.
Yes, I truly believe that. So I think to explain that, I think I'd like to explain how I became a holistic therapist, and that might help you understand what I meant by that.
Good. That sounds perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm a psychotherapist because that was my dream since I was 17. I'm an anxiety specialist because of the path it took me to get there, my own path of anxiety and debilitating panic attacks. And I'm a holistic therapist now because I discovered the keys to breaking out of what I call anxiety state prison was a holistic approach. So one that not only considers our mindset or our psychology, but the importance of our health and our spirit too, because I truly believe that those are the three keys to breaking out of that prison and staying out.
Is this something very common that you have discovered as you go through your career and through your life? Are you discovering that there are a lot of people like you were?
Absolutely, absolutely. Anxiety issues are like the common cold of the mental health field. And I think it's more and more with our culture and our society always going, going, going. And it just creates so much stress. And we really have to know how to deal with that.
Well, there's the rub right there. We need to know how to deal with that. And that's what you discovered. Tell us a little bit more about your journey and how you came to realize, hey, here's the problem and here's the solution.
Before I became a holistic therapist, before I took a holistic approach, I began to notice patterns with my clients. They would make great progress eliminating panic and anxiety just using the cognitive approach, but many of them were still complaining about feeling fatigued and trouble sleeping, frequent colds and flu, just overall low energy and seemingly low immunity stuff. So they were also talking about diabetes and having pre-diabetes and weight struggles and headaches and allergies. And I noticed many people on all kinds of meds for various things. And I thought to myself, you know, what good is overcoming anxiety if you feel sick and tired all the time? Life is so short and way too long to be feeling this way.
Yes.
And for me, being a vegetarian, I couldn't help but wonder, and I was pretty sure that diet had a lot to do with it. And I really wanted to talk with them about this, but I couldn't address it in sessions ethically because I didn't have any credential in that area. So that's why I decided to become a certified health coach, so I could start to at least address the food-mood connection, not just the thought-mood connection, because I truly believe it was a big part of what was missing for faster results and lasting change.
Now, you say you were a vegetarian. Had you been a vegetarian all your life?
I became a vegetarian in 1990.
Okay, all right.
Yes, and then more recently, as I did take that additional training, I evolved into being a vegan, and that's always was my goal, and taking that training really helped me to do that, stay on track with that.
Now, is there a difference between when you were a vegetarian and when you were a vegan, and explain what the difference between those two are and how it impacted you?
Thank you for asking that, yes. So I talk about in my book, I talk about how I was a junk food vegetarian for years, and I thought that was healthy. I thought the processed foods and all of that I was doing, I thought was healthy, but I was really a junk food vegan. And when I started to learn about the food-mood connection and processed foods and the added sugar and everything that's hidden in foods, that's when I had my wake-up call. And also, health conditions in my family was also a wake-up call, because I never became a vegetarian for health reasons. Mm. I did it because of the animals.
Yes.
But as I got older, and as there was tragedy in my family with my sister having brain cancer and my father having multiple health issues, then it became a health issue for me as well. So then I started to become a vegan for health purposes and the animals. And I learned so much that there was a huge difference between being a healthy vegan and a junk food vegan. Does that answer your question?
It does. And then how did your health improve? What changes happened to you when you moved from vegetarian to absolutely? I'm assuming you're talking whole food, plant-based vegan here?
Yes.
What changes happened when you moved from that junk food vegan to the whole food vegan?
The first thing I noticed was dairy. When I knocked out dairy, well, I was a vegetarian first, and then I knocked out the dairy.
Right.
And the first thing I noticed, and I never even put two and two together, was I had an allergy to dairy. And how it showed up for me was constant congestion. I remember as a little girl always having to clear my throat, you know, always that.
Yes, yes.
And I just thought that's just what I do.
Yeah.
But when I cut out the dairy, that all just went away. Mm. It was like, I didn't even notice it for a while. It was like an afterthought. It's like, I don't do that anymore. Mm. That is so interesting. Mm. And I truly believe it was, you know, the time when I cut out dairy completely. And my skin was just so much clearer, and my energy was up, my sleep was better, everything was just falling into place.
Now let's move this from the physical into the mental. Did you notice any changes in the way your thought processes happened, and the way you felt about yourself and about the world when you made these switches?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I talk about a mind, body, spirit approach,
yes,
it really fed my spirit. I mean, when I talk about spirit, it's about how you're feeling emotionally and physically as well.
Yes.
Because when you have energy that the plant-based diet gave me, the energy, I was able to fulfill my purpose. I was able to have more confidence. They kind of intertwine.
So you discovered not only physical problems were going away, but some of your mental problems were going away as well. Is this all about food, or are we dealing with, in the society today with anxiety and depression, is food part of it, or is the food a main part of it? How big a part is food playing in the problems we're facing today as far as anxiety and depression is concerned?
Big, very big impact because of the way that we're eating.
Mm.
You know, the standard American diet, the SAD diet, you know, they don't call it SAD for nothing.
That's true. And it is very, very sad because it leaves our bodies and our minds, we're discovering, in a very sad state. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I mean, with all the processed foods and additives, you don't even know the impact that that has on you until you start to do something different. I, you know, it's like you don't even realize how bad you feel until you step out of it. And then when you step out of it, you say, I didn't even have any idea how food was impacting my health and my emotions.
And how fast did that happen when you started making these changes? How fast did that change and how you feel come along?
I never had a weight issue per se, but the first thing I noticed was the extra maybe 5 pounds of bloat just kind of melted away. And
yes,
then that
yes.
gave me more energy. And
yes.
when you have more energy, you start to feel more confident. You know, my sleep was better. When you have better sleep, you feel better emotionally. Again, it's all tying in together.
Mm-hmm.
When I work with my clients, I see rapid results because they're going from 0 to 100
yeah.
pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, they're going from eating terribly to completely doing a cleanse or a detox and then getting on a 30-day health regimen. And in that 30 days, they're seeing miraculous results. Today, like right now, my mom is drinking one of my green smoothies, and she's feeling better. She's so energetic, and she's in her 80s,
wow.
and you'd never know it.
We're talking with Peg Arliss. She is the author of a new book coming out, and we'll learn more about that book. We'll give you a website you can go to get a copy of that book. You'll want to do that, listener, that's for sure. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more with psychotherapist Peg Arliss. So stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. A patient asked me the other day, "My doctors say I have osteoporosis. What can I do to strengthen my bones?" Well, our biblical prescription for life is Job 40, verse 13. And it says, "His bones are like beams of bronze." Well, in this text, we're talking about an ox. Well, what does an ox do? Well, an ox eats plants. The ox moves around a lot. He stays outside. He also drinks water. All of these things increase the strength of our bones. So if you want to help with osteoporosis, let's be like an ox. Let's have beams of bronze for our bones. Eat plants, move around, be outside, and drink water. This will help lower your risk of osteoporosis. To learn more, go to our website, heartwiseministries.org.
Have you ever wondered about your place on this earth? Why you were put here? And what you can do to make a difference? Well, I've got good news. You can become a healer. I'm Nick Evanson, production manager at Heartwise Ministries, inviting you to help spread the news that optimum health is possible. Your family, friends, and coworkers don't have to be as sick as they are. There's information available to help them stop chronic disease in its tracks. Diabetes, heart disease, obesity, hypertension, they've all met their match. Your support of this ministry allows thousands to learn how to defeat these destructive enemies. Working in partnership with Heartwise Ministries also brings changes into your life, and believe me, people will notice. Your example becomes a healing light in a very dark and sick world. Take a moment and visit our website at heartwiseministries.org and add your support. Become a leader and share the gift that truly keeps on giving. Thank you.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with psychotherapist Peg Arliss. She has a book out right now. It's available on Amazon as we speak. Anxiety Breakthrough is the name of the book. Anxiety Breakthrough. You can go to Amazon, put that in, and you can order that book. And Peg, let's talk about that. Anxiety Breakthrough. Why has it taken so long for someone to come up with the idea that there is a connection between food and mental capacity and mental powers?
I don't know. I think it's because everybody has their niche and everybody is looking at their personal knowledge base. So the American Western way of going about it is medication, yes. Right? They're not looking at food. Yes. They're looking at what are your symptoms and here's a medication to address that, a medication. And it's not the doctor's fault. It's just that is the knowledge they're taught. That's what they know, and that's how they know how to solve the problem.
That carries over into our physical realm as well, as our mental and our physical. It was all about medicine, but now it's becoming all about food. And you're also saying that there are certain things that we can start doing today to help us along this road if we happen to have anxiety or depression in our lives?
Absolutely. And we're talking about a plant-based diet. And if you were on my Facebook page recently,
yes.
I just found this interesting tidbit. It says, according to a study published online in Nutritional Neuroscience, a vegan diet may lower your stress and anxiety levels. And they said that researchers surveyed 620 vegans and vegetarians about mood, and increased fruit and vegetable intake resulted in lower anxiety scores for male vegan participants compared with non-vegans. And female vegan participants experienced reduced stress levels as a result of their animal-free diets, and listen to this, as well as their lower intakes of sweets.
Oh, boy.
So that's good news.
Yes, it is.
So
yes, it is.
Today, if your listeners are interested in trying on a plant-based diet for any reason, whether it be for, you know, health or emotional health, for the animals, I have some easy strategies in each category of mind, body, and spirit that will help you make big changes in how we feel in a short time.
Well, I have my pencil ready. Share those with us.
Okay, great. So, Charles, it's really about habits. And like you said earlier, habits of thought and habits of behaviors. Mm-hmm. And doing some simple things, and here's the key, consistently and persistently over time in all areas. This is what's going to create the change you want. And also knowing your why. That's the first thing. Why are you doing this? Why are you switching to and going to try on a plant-based diet? Fast forward 5 years in your mind and make that mind movie up in your head and imagine how life would be different for you if you made these changes. And kind of just imagine that a little bit and then come back to now and focus on keeping it simple, consistent, and persistent. And before you know it, you'll feel the difference. The first area is mindset. Mm-hmm. And I help people understand that it's our thoughts and perceptions and beliefs that spur our emotions, and that our emotions are powerful and determine how we experience life day to day. So when it comes to a vegan lifestyle or plant-based eating, a shift in mindset and a consistent building of emotional muscle will definitely take us far. So we can get stuck in limiting beliefs, we can get stuck in limiting thoughts, and we'll have a hard time of it. So it's not about denying reality or what is. It's about remembering those two ways to look at everything. And you get to choose on what you focus on. And you get to choose on your words. So an interesting thing happens with the power of our language. When we label something, it becomes our reality. So I love what Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're right. So my tip is to choose your words and focus wisely. Choose your words and focus wisely, because your experience of plant-based eating and vegan living is going to be determined based on that. So you can say, for example, this is going to be so hard and it's not sustainable and it's so boring and it's not really healthy and it's really extreme and it's way too expensive and it's kind of abnormal and it's really restrictive and it's so depriving. What do you think your experience is going to be?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So words are powerful, but the other is also there. You can say, you know what? This is going to be so easy, and it is sustainable, and it's fun, and it's healthy, and it's natural, and it can be cost effective, and it's really normal, and it's so abundant and thriving. So if you use those words and you focus on that, what do you think your experience is going to be?
It sounds like you're saying that your mind follows your own lead. Is that right?
Absolutely. Words are powerful. Labels we put to things create our experience of it. That's the first key, mindset. Get your head wrapped around a great mindset when you decide to do this. Know why you're doing it. Have that why and get your mind set right. Okay? Oh, and another tip mindset-wise, and since we're talking language patterns, diet. Let that word die. Let diets die. You know, I encourage people to stay away from that word because it has so many negative connotations, because diets are restrictive and depriving. This is not a diet. It's a healthy lifestyle. That is empowering and fulfilling.
When you say lifestyle, you're saying more about, I choose this lifestyle. Diet seems like something that's imposed upon you. So I understand what you're saying here.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good. And what's another strategy for us?
Okay, so mindset is first. Next is body, right? We're mind, body, spirit. So let's talk about the foods that create havoc on your mood, body, and spirit all in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Again, we talked about it already. It's the SAD diet. Basically, the mood crushers are caffeine, refined sugars and carbs, diet soda, processed and unnatural foods, animals, alcohol, and tobacco. So if you are struggling with panic and anxiety or any kind of mood issues or sleep disturbance, these are no doubt going to create havoc with your mood and maybe keeping you sick and tired. So I say, let's eat. Let's have a freedom lifestyle. And we know what keeps us imprisoned. Let's talk about what we can do that's going to really set us free here. And number one is to get off the high-energy crash cycle. You know, you have a cup of coffee, you have a Snickers bar, and you're on that high, but it doesn't last long. You crash. So that is what the first tip is. We have to easily combat this. All we have to do is switch from white to brown. Easy. Carbs are not the enemy. Refined carbs are. So that means simply going from white rice, white pasta, white flour to brown. Brown's good. Brown rice. And a bonus is brown rice, wild rice, millet, and quinoa. They're all gluten-free, so that's an added bonus. Because these whole grains are full of vitamin B's, which are mood powerhouses, great for energy. And the difference here is that it's sustained energy. So you get rid of that energy high and crash. Mm-hmm. Number two is water, water, water. Drink more water. And I don't know about you, but I still have to train myself to do this water thing.
Yes, yes.
And we are so dehydrated. We are so all of us. And when we're dehydrated, it can trigger panic and anxiety. It could give you fatigue and brain fog. So a tip I have to get more water is give yourself little tricks, like put some frozen fruit in there. Mm. Or my favorite is some cucumber, thyme, and lemon. Mm-hmm. And another one of my favorites is lemon and lavender, and that's very calming and refreshing. So putting things in your water to make it more enticing. If you're one of those people like me who really needs to remind myself to drink.
Was there another point on the body, Peg?
Yes, a meal that you could easily put in. Oatmeal with flax and a touch of maple syrup and an orange has so many benefits, I cannot even tell you, and a square of chocolate a day.
Okay, all right. Okay, Peg, we've talked about the mindset, we've talked about the body. What can we do for our spirits to help us be healthy of mind and body?
Feeding your spirit. Again, it all ties in because when you're feeling emotionally and physically well, yes, mind and body, yes, you now have the energy to fulfill your purpose. So again, practice a pay it forward mindset. I talk about that. Practice focusing on others simply by little things, giving a compliment, telling someone you love them, having an attitude of gratitude, appreciating everything. Small things. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions. These are all thoughts habit again. So again, they tie in together, but when you feed your mind and body, you can feed your spirit. And another thing I talk about with spirit is things that feed your spirit, relationships. Mm. And I don't know about you, Charles, but and listeners, have you ever noticed that when your relationships are not on board, everything else in life is more difficult?
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
it's not just relationship with people, it's relationship with God. So when we talk about spirit, we talk about relationships with your creator, we talk about relationships with people, we talk about what feeds your soul, and it all ties in together so you have the energy to fulfill your purpose. And I believe this is my purpose.
Oh, there you go. Mindset, body, and spirit all tied together in some profound ways, and lifestyle and food choices affect all three. That's amazing, Peg.
Absolutely.
And that will be included in the new book coming out, Anxiety Breakthrough, by our guest today, Peg Haust-Arliss. And that's PEGHAUST-Arliss, ARLISS. Her website is peghaust.com or feartofreedom.com. Her new book, Anxiety Breakthrough. Peg, I really appreciate what you've told us today. There's many good things waiting for our listeners in the book as well, and I invite our listeners to go to the Amazon right now and order that book. Peg, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing these words of wisdom. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All righty, and listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Peg Arliss inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.